Mexico celebrates its annual Day of the Dead next week. That's when Mexicans sing, pray, and offer gifts to their lost loved ones. The holiday means big business for Mexico City's Witches Market, which sells magic elixirs, love-inducing candles, and salts to ward off evil spirits. Their customers seek offerings and ways to improve their fortunes. NPR's Jerry Haddon prepared this report.
38-year-old Mexico City ice cream vendor Arturo Rodriguez is scared. He's come to the dark, crowded hallways of the Witches Market in search of a talisman to protect his small curbside business.
Because around there, a lot of bad things are going on. Someone's been throwing salt around and leaving little voodoo dolls to cause bad luck. It's been happening to my colleagues. I'm just trying to prevent something bad from happening to me.
Rodriguez says he doesn't know who's behind the recent spate of bad luck, but he's not taking any chances. Browsing through sacks of dried plants and brightly adorned mirrors, he finally buys a small statue of the Saint of Death and ambles off looking relieved. People come to these chaotic warrens for many reasons, in search of offerings for the souls of dead loved ones or to find romance, prosperity, safety. Shelves overflow with bathing herbs designed to attract a partner, mystical sprays to rid your home of bad energies, dark oils meant to ward off unneighborly neighbors. Shake vigorously for best results. The purveyors here generally spurn interviews, but one young woman, a specialist in enchanted candles, invites a reporter into her stall. Marcela Nava says both the poor and the rich come to her.
Why? Because even the people with lots of money eventually become desperate over their problems. Let's say a rich person has a problem of infidelity with his or her spouse. They paid investigators, done an infinite number of things, but no results. More often than not, they end up with magic.
27-year-old bartender Marichu Herrera has ended up here many times, looking for incense to cleanse her cafe or candles like Navas.
One day I wanted a boy to call me, and in a clay bowl I put water and a candle, and I began to pray and talk to the bowl, repeating his name. And he called me within 2 hours.
Such stories abound among the Mexicans cruising the stalls here. This is a country where faith in the mystical runs strong. Many say that disposition to believe makes this so-called magic work. When vendor Marcela Nava is asked whether she's a witch, she laughs off the question.
No. I'm not a witch. What's a witch anyway? It depends on how you define it. Witches fly through the sky and cast spells, right? Here in the market, we're healers who cleanse spirits and souls.
Nava does acknowledge that some here are willing to practice so-called black magic, using incantations to try to bring on illness or even death. But she says most practitioners avoid this, as evil has a way of coming full circle. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.